visit the Director's Lounge for the ultimate cinematic experience. Book now at eclipsecinemas.com.
Live, on air, online and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, this is the 5 o'clock news. I'm Donna Marie Doherty. Coming up in this bulletin, the number of people on the live register in Donegal for November of this year was 8,973. A former Cathaoirleach of Donegal County Council says he doesn't believe Ireland is ready for a mature debate on immigration. Over €205,000 has been allocated to encourage the increased participation of women and diversity in the 2024 local elections. Donegal County Council, however, did not receive anything. And SEALTA says the emergency department at Letterkenny University Hospital has been extremely busy over the past few days, with high numbers of people attending. These stories in full, plus more to come. Aisling Kelly will also be live around 5:15 with all the latest in sport. First in news, Gardaí say the results of a post-mortem on the body of a man found dead in Remelton yesterday will determine the course of their investigation. The body of the man aged in his 20s was found yesterday at a house in Swilly Park. The number of people on the live register in Donegal for November of this year was 8,973. This is a decrease of 5.5% on the same time period last year. With more, here's Sean O'Regan.
All of the county's social welfare offices recorded a drop in the number of people signing on, with the exception of Ballyshannon, which rose 5% to 1,094. The sharpest decrease was of 13% to 1,588 in Buncrana, followed by Killybegs with a drop of 12% to 547, and Ballybuffet at 1,071, down 10%. Donegal Town had 557 people on the registrar, a drop of 9%, and Dunloe went down 8% to the figure of 1,091. Meanwhile, Dunfanaghy and Letterkenny both recorded marginal decreases of 1%, leaving their totals at 565 and 2,460 respectively.
A former Cathaoirleach of Donegal County Council has said he doesn't believe Ireland is ready for a mature debate on immigration. Brendan Byrne, who now leads the Irish Fish Processors and Exporters Association, expressed concern at the language being used around a dull debate on immigration this week. Moving the motion, the Rural Independent Group referred to the government's reckless immigration policy, prompting Labour's Justice spokesman Aidan O'Riordan to describe the motion as the lowest common denominator politics from a lowest common denominator political group. On today's 9 till noon show, Brendan Byrne said the concerns in rural communities are real and cannot be dismissed.
I can safely say that throughout every village and town in Donegal, as we're talking here today, there are concerns amongst the communities in terms of the scale of immigration. And there are debates going on within our communities as to, was it right to bring 50 or 60 immigrants into a small community? Was it right to take over the entire hotel within the town or village? And the problem we're having as a society, as I see it, we're not having an immigration debate. And from what little I did follow of the debate that was in the Dáil, I don't think we're mature enough to have a fully fledged debate. The fact that you had that kind of language coming from the Labour Party would frighten me, because until we have a proper debate in our own parliament building and right throughout our communities, there's going to be no better understanding of immigration.
Responding, Labour Donegal representative Michael McLaughlin says Deputy O'Riordan's comments reflected the seriousness of the situation at a time when a recent poll showed almost half of the Irish population is afraid to discuss the issue openly. He says many people are bringing immigration into other debates, and that's creating a very dangerous atmosphere.
I would not have chosen to respond to how the rural TDs phrased it in the way that my colleague from the Labour Party did. However, I have a huge issue in an already hyper-inflamed situation. The last thing that we need to, because remember, people still have, albeit a modicum of trust in our political system, it's still there. So if somebody in your political system is saying that the immigration policy is reckless, then that is throwing petrol on a huge bonfire as it is. And I'm not okay with that. Everyone is acknowledging that there is huge concern. We're talking about concerns in rural communities and small communities and right across Ireland in larger communities as well. 46% of people are afraid to say what their actual opinion is. This is a problem, and we need to be having a proper debate.
Over €205,000 has been allocated to encourage the increased participation of women and diversity in the 2024 local elections. Projects include training online on online harassment for women currently who are councillors, International Women's Day events, and a seminar for women from different migrant backgrounds. Minister for Local Government Kieran O'Donnell says it's crucially important that council chambers are fully reflective of the communities that they represent. 26 local authorities have received allocations. Donegal County Council, where 4 out of 37 members are women, has not received any allocation. SAILTA says the emergency department at Letterkenny University Hospital has been extremely busy over the past few days with high numbers of people attending. Yesterday, 135 people attended the ED. There's currently 80 patients in ED and 15 waiting to be admitted. All available beds are in use at the hospital, and patients are currently experiencing long waiting times to be admitted from ED to a bed on the ward. While they say they are committed to treating everyone who presents at the emergency department, they will continue to do so on a strictly in order of medical priority. They continue to request that people consider other options for non-emergency care, such as out-of-hours GPs and pharmacies, before attending the emergency department. Well, a surge in RSV cases has put extra pressure on intensive care wards in children's hospitals. Additional beds had to be created at Crumlin and Temple Street this week as a result. 985 cases were reported last week, with a total of 370 hospitalisations. The highest rate of infections were in babies under 1 year old. Labour's health spokesperson Duncan Smith says RSV vaccine needs to be made available for free through public the system and not just to private patients.
It's done between the family and their doctor and the private healthcare system, which is not the way it should be done. There is no priority given to children who may be more prone to RSV or who may have weak immune systems. That's why we need to see our public system respond here. We need to see it fast-tracked through the HSC, through the health technology assessment, and have it in the public system and have it part of our national immunisation programme.
Donegal County Council has today launched the Revival at Letterkenny Courthouse project. The long-awaited venture will see the creation of a tourist attraction at the former courthouse in Letterkenny Town Centre. With more, here's Donald Kavanagh.
The Revival at Letterkenny Courthouse project is being funded by the Urban Regeneration and Development Fund. It's intended to increase visitor numbers to the wider northwest region. A consultancy team has been appointed to assist Donegal County Council. It's led by Interpretive Design Consultants Epic Heritage Consulting Limited. As the project progresses, Donegal County Council says there will be opportunities for people to become involved, the first being a public drop-in event, which will take place on Wednesday, the 17th of January next year. The Mayor of the Letterkenny Milford Municipal District, Councillor Kevin Bradley, is welcoming the launch of the project. He says it'll be a chance to showcase the culture and heritage of Letterkenny in an innovative way. More information is expected in the new year.
People from Wicklow spent the most during Christmas 2022, while those from Donegal spent the least at €1,512. Data from AIB also found the busiest time of year for spending in store was between 12 p.m. and 1 p.m. on December 23rd. Head of SME of Retail Banking, John Brennan, says more money will be spent on this date.
So today's finding is based on 75 million card transactions carried out by AIB customers in December 2022, and it gives us great indications of what to expect in the spend for Christmas 2023. 23rd of December is set to be the peak of the Christmas shopping for the Irish consumer and the biggest and the busiest day for in-store shopping this year, with over 2.8 million transactions.
The United Nations agency that provides aid to millions of people in Gaza says 130 of its workers have been killed in the fighting. The UN Security Council is currently meeting in New York ahead of a vote calling on a ceasefire. Secretary General Antonio Guterres told members that there's a risk of complete breakdown of public order.
Some 85% of the population have been forced from their homes. The people of Gaza are being told to move like human pinballs, ricocheting between ever smaller slivers of the south without any of the basics for survival.
The State of Palestine's representative Riyad Mansour appealed to the Security Council to act.
This is an atrocity assault. When faced with atrocities, it is not your right to call for them to end. It is your obligation to end it. Save lives. Save lives, save our lives and their lives.
Three Donegal projects have been honoured at the annual Clean Coasts Ocean Hero Awards. Friends of Ross Nowla Clean Coasts Group won Campaigner of the Year Award. Volcara Clean Coasts Group received the Tourism Special Recognition Award. And Northwest Home Education Group won Youth of the Year Award. Elena Klunkel is the Clean Coast Coordinator for the Northwest. She says all three groups have made substantial contributions to their local communities.
Friends of Ross Nowla Group won the award for the Best Campaigner of the Year for their campaign Lift It, Bin It. So it was all about dog fouling. We have Volcara, who won the special award in collaboration with Fulci Ireland for their sand dune project, which is so fantastic. Volcara has some of the most impressive sand dune systems in Donegal. And we have the Northwest Home Education Group here in Buncrana, who won the award for the Youth of the Year. And they did a great job on a Think Before You Flash workshop.
In particular, the Volcara Group's award was in tourism recognition. Now, their prime objective is to preserve the biodiversity in the sand dunes there. Mm-hmm. And the message really is you can have tourism, but you can only do so where the habitat is treated properly and protected.
That's right. Yes, you can have both. You just need to make people aware what they have in front of them. There are very tough habitats, because they have to withstand really severe conditions, weather conditions, salt water, etc. But they're also very sensitive in terms of trampling, driving on them, camping. It's education. If people know what they have in front of them, that can be an asset to tourism. That means if we tell them that this particular habitat is quite unique, especially in Northwest Donegal, we have some maihir there, which is a unique habitat. It's only found in the west of Ireland and in the west of Scotland, nowhere else in Europe. So that's quite important.
The time has just gone 12 minutes past five. We're going to a short break and Oisin Kelly will be live with all the latest in sport.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports, with great gift ideas for everyone on your list this Christmas, in store and online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 5:15. Oisin Kelly has all the latest in sport.
Thanks, Donna Marie. We're going to start with Gaelic Games, and the name of Emlyn Hughes will be put before the clubs as the recommendation for the position of Donegal GAA Children's Officer. The Four Masters clubman was in a race for the post against the outgoing officer and former chairman, Mick McGrath. Highland Radio Sport understands a three-person committee have selected Hughes following an interview process, and that decision will go before the clubs at a special county committee meeting, which will take place this evening. Well, ahead of next week's convention, clubs have been sent the various officer reports for 2023. This year, Donegal were at a loss to the tune of €140,095. That's up from the €115,939 the previous year. It cost £1.168 million to run all inter-county teams for the year, and that makes up just under a half of the £2.407 million total expenditure. Sources of income came to the total of €2.267 million. Meanwhile, membership in the county has dropped once again in 2023. 8,573 were registered, almost 1,000 down on last year and over 3,000 down on the year 2020. The Donegal County Convention will, of course, take place next Wednesday, December 13th, in Jackson's Hotel, Ballybuffet. On the pitch tonight here, there's an under-21B championship semi-final at the Donegal GA Centre in Convoy. Dunloe are playing Neave Padraic Muff, and that one throws in at 8 o'clock this evening. We'll be focusing in on the Ulster GAA Football Senior Club Championship final this coming Sunday, where Derry and defending Ulster champions Glen go up against Monaghan's Scotstown. That one starts at 4 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon. It's another big day for Glen, who of course are under the management of Malachy O'Rourke. And he knows a thing or two about the opposition, having been Monaghan manager previously.
I would know them and know them well, and I suppose know their qualities. You know, it has to be some sort of a help in that you sort of, rather than going in against a team that you haven't really, you don't know nothing about. So it's a help in that way. But also, I know their qualities as well, and so I know what they can do, and I know the type of players and the type of characters they are. So I know that we're in for a really tough battle, and you know that. If we don't get the grips with them, and if we don't play to our best, we're not going to win, because I think Scotland maybe have about 8 players there who are on the county panel at the minute, a lot of them who are regular starters. So that's a massive start in any club team.
That's Glen manager Malachy O'Rourke. Turning our attention now to cross-channel football, Kevin Kelleher could be demoted to the Liverpool bench as soon as tomorrow. Manager Jurgen Klopp has revealed that Alisson is in contention to start at Crystal Palace following a hamstring problem. But Klopp must plan without Alexis McAllister after he picked up a knock in Wednesday's win over Sheffield United. In the Championship, there's a game tonight. Coventry City are playing Birmingham City, while in the Irish League Premiership, Carrick Rangers will host Crusaders. Second place Larne will meet Glenavon, and Newry are at home to Ballymena United. Shelburne have confirmed the signing of John Martin from Dundalk. The former Waterford attacker made 32 appearances for Dundalk last season, where he also scored 6 goals. Elsewhere, Drogheda United striker Adam Foley has signed a new contract with the club. Masters champion John Rahm has become the highest profile defector to live golf. He's left the PGA Tour, where he won 4 times in 2023 in a £450 million deal. It might jeopardise his future participation in the Ryder Cup. Former European captain Paul McGinley says it's a huge blow.
Liv will be very giddy this morning and, you know, chomping at the bit that they've smashed up what we've known to be professional golf in the last 40 or 50 years.
Well, after it was announced that Rahm would be going to Liv Golf, Rory McIlroy came out and said that he believes the DP World Tour will now have to look at changing the qualification criteria for the 2025 Ryder Cup. Under the present rules, Rahm would not be eligible to play for Europe in 2 years' time in New York. On the rugby front, Connacht are the first of the Irish provinces in action in the Champions Cup this weekend. The Westerners begin their campaign tonight at home to Bordeaux. Bundiaki is in line to make his first start of the season for the hosts. He will line out in the centre. Kick-off at the showgrounds is at 8 o'clock. While Will Addison misses Ulster's Pool B trip to Bath and is replaced by fullback Stuart Moore for the clash tomorrow, Nathan Doak comes in replacing John Cooney at scrum half. And Fittigan captain Ian Henderson is restored to the second row, with Dave Ewers named at blindside flanker. Well, there's a big afternoon coming up in Belgium for a number of Donegal athletes. The European Cross Country Championships is taking place in Brussels on Sunday. Fun Valley's Amy Green is set to run in the under-20 women's race, while Eilish and Roisin Flanagan will compete in the senior women's race. Letterkenny's Teresa McDade is the team lead for the women in Belgium. And City of Derry Spartan Seamus Robinson is part of the under-20 men's team as Ireland chase success at a European level to end the year. Finally, we go to Tug of War, and the National Indoor Championships are taking place at King's Court Leisure Centre in County Cavan on Sunday for the 580 kilogram championship. There is a number of competitors heading that way, all from Inishowen. Teams from Carndonna, Cockhill and Clonmany will all be pulling, looking to win medals as of from 12 in the afternoon on Sunday. And that's your sport for today here in Highland. We'll be back with our next bulletin, which will be after the 3 news tomorrow afternoon. Donna Murray.
Thanks, Oisín, agus Anois, and nuacht le Colm Ferriter.
Sé were mahas a Colm Ferriter and Shaw. Tá sé fógarthe go bhfuil diontas cadaithe dá chuire chaiste in nún an áil chun tógairí pobal agus seirbhísí luamhlianta a Arbert tá diontas suas le 460 milli euro cadaithe de chaiste forbartha chnoc folla chun obair a chaithe a dhéanamh ar an ionad phobal. A nuas ar sin tá suas le 260 milli euro cadaithe de chaiste bainistíochta scoil bhríde chun foirgne bh thógáil a bheith san úsáid mar níon rinn. Sa gaeltacht lár tá diontas de chuid 1,010 euro cadaithe de chaiste forbartha éden infra chun obair a chaoi a dhéanamh ar an hála pobl agus tá suas le ort was a hen vi euro cadihe do churum lani an chlohan con chorli a capu ar waihe le planale a olvu do arbertsi onad churum lani agus nianra. Vi Sherman a specialta i barcan croki ag branu buinja ahantas fondurukt Joseph McDonoghe an chartan shai hart when quigas a cuig club oga caran den cheer when creu arigat na or as a good irakti gelige a kharkhan kin branu bon a common lucla scale kelkara as an irakti eskaktula agus an chantasin branu bon arigat common lucla scale bart be kholkaram siranashke eg on a chopadorakta lechkenen con kaluru a yanu frab secure and lower ur the Hodge Dominic McGill of Regia, Tashinon, Jadoni Shaw, Jerehenegas, the three o'clock, Renona, August Takardlan, Alinya, the Chiley, Fogar Hafosta, Le Veractalhat, Jasahern, Amara, Jereheneg, August Lahania, Da Yeg, Eg Lordan, Letcher Kennan, August and Ni Wars, Da Dini, a while of Parcha on, Claru, Eg Linra, LC, Bunk IE. Agus cum coardachas mór le na honadíthe elig ó gealtacht gúna nál a wén go leor ahantas ag branú gradam na gealtachta an seart an seo hart, comórtas náisiúnta do thógraí phobal bunaithe le léargas a thuirtear an obair mhór atá a déanamh acu sa gealtacht agus branú gradam i gategorí éagsúla agus coardachas le na buachtarí elig go léir. Sin maith seo.
Thanks, Colm. The funeral of the Pogues frontman Shane McGowan is continuing in Tipperary this evening. Earlier, thousands of people lined the streets of Dublin to say their final farewells. Barry White has more.
The streets of Dublin were packed this morning as thousands of people from far and wide came out to pay their final respects to Shane McGowan.
Travelled from Edinburgh Airport this morning at 5:30. To be here today, just to be here for Shane.
Yes, I'm a big fan. I've seen him 5 or 6 times in London, and a bunch of times in Philadelphia. Met my wife at Pogues concert, so it's been a big part of our life.
Fans lined the streets holding pictures of the late singer, while others threw flowers as the procession passed by. There was also a joyous mood, and it was obvious people wanted to celebrate the singer's life. At one point, people broke into a rendition of Fairy Tale of New York, which was led by the trad band The Rising Sons.
How's it going? Sean Butler here. Band is The Rising Sons. Absolute pleasure to do it, you know. So I'm really glad everyone and the crowd were brilliant as well. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Really appreciate it. And thanks to everyone that came and helped us sing an old song, you know what I mean, for Shane.
Shane McGowan's funeral is now underway in Nenagh in County Tipperary. His wife, family and friends, including Johnny Depp, Bob Geldof, Nick Cave and U2 frontman Bono, are all there to say their final farewells.
Renowned Donegal singer Daniel O'Donnell has once again taken to Facebook to warn his fans of a scam doing the rounds. He appealed to his followers to ignore any messages purporting to be from him via Messenger and says he'll never ask for money. It's not the first video the star has had to make of this nature. Only yesterday, a fake page pretending to be Daniel announced a show, instructing users to message privately to purchase the tickets. Daniel says it's bad people simply trying to take advantage.
I will never message anybody privately on Facebook. I will not ask you to message me privately. I will not ask you to send me money. There are people out there who are trying to scam people on Facebook and get money out of them.
Looking now to weather, blustery with frequent showers merging to give longer spells of rain at times, highs of 7 to 10 degrees in fresh to strong gusty south to southwest winds, and that's with gales on the western coasts. Continuing breezy overnight with showers persisting but becoming less frequent. Rain will spread from the south towards the end of the night, lows of 5 to 8 degrees in moderately southerly winds. To conclude this evening's headlines, a number of people on the Large Register in Donegal for November of this year was 8,973. Former Cathaoirleach of Donegal County Council says he doesn't believe Ireland is ready for a mature debate on immigration. Over €205,000 has been allocated to encourage the increased participation of women in the 2024 local elections. Donegal County Council, however, was not among those allocated. And finally, SAOLTA says the emergency department at Letterkenny University Hospital has been extremely busy over the past few days with a high number of people attending. Those are the latest headlines. We'll be back again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices this Friday evening, December 8th. The death has taken place of Noreen Thompson, niece Scott, Coolboy, Letterkenny. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral at 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoon at St Finian's and St Mark's Church, Kilmacrenan, followed by interment in Gartley Graveyard, Letterkenny. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Patient's Comfort Fund, Archview Nursing Home, care of any family member, or Terence McClintock Funeral Director. The death has occurred of Paddy Murray, 9 Knock Nimona Terrace, Letterkenny, reposing at the family home until 9 o'clock. Funeral Mass tomorrow at 11 a.m. in St Ulan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, with burial afterwards in Conwell Cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. How strictly private before the funeral tomorrow. Family flowers only. Donations, if desired, to Bumbleins, care of any family member, or Con McDade Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Francis McElhinney, Port na Bla, Dunfanaghy. Funeral service in St John's Church, Ballymore, tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. House private, please. Family flowers only. Donations in lieu to St John's Church, Ballymore, and the Lake House Comfort Fund, care of any family member, or James Harkin Funeral Director, Creasla. The death has taken place of Bridget Toy, 10 Foot Road, Drumquigley's Point. Bridget's remains are reposing at her daughter Anne and son-in-law Howard Clark's residence. Bridget's remains will arrive at St Columba's Church, Drong, tomorrow evening at 7:30 to repose overnight, with funeral mass at 1:30 on Sunday afternoon, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. Funeral mass can be viewed live at St Columba's Church, Drong.net. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. Family flowers only. Donations, if desired, to the Nazareth House, Fawn Patients Comfort Fund, or the Irish Motor Neuron Disease Association, care of any family member. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.